in the limelight.
U.S. political and military leaders are allergic to admitting failure, no matter how overwhelming the evidence of that failure may be. An entire generation of politicians and officers has been involved in selling the war with misleading and false claims of progress, says Daniel Larrison, writer, in an article published under the heading, Get Out of Afghanistan. Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. The 20th anniversary of the start of the U.S. war in Afghanistan is only 6 months away, and it is still uncertain whether the Biden administration will withdraw the last remaining American troops from America's longest war. Last month, President Biden seemed to pour cold water on the possibility of leaving by the agreed-upon May 1st deadline, but also added that we are not staying a long time. Given how long the war has dragged on and how intense the resistance to withdrawal is in Washington, it is hard to believe that U.S. forces will finally exit Afghanistan this year. The administration's apparent unwillingness to remove the remaining troops on time is a bad sign that they will find some pretext to keep thousands of Americans in harm's way in a war that the U.S. lost long ago. If Biden fails to pull out by the May 1st deadline, he will take ownership of the war and U.S. forces will come under attack again. There is no good excuse for putting U.S. troops at risk for another 6 months, and nothing will change between now and November that makes withdrawal then any safer or more orderly than it would be if the withdrawal happened in a few weeks. Allowing a delay in the withdrawal will encourage hawks to agitate for more delay and to urge Biden to send more troops to support the troops that are coming under fire. The president says that it will be tough to exit Afghanistan by May 1st, but he bears the blame for that because of his own foot dragging. Had the Biden administration acted swiftly to honor the Doha Agreement, the withdrawal could have already been underway by now. But thanks to redundant consultations and reviews, the time needed to complete the withdrawal has been all but frittered away. Previous presidents have refused to make the necessary decision to withdraw because they have not wanted to be accused of losing Afghanistan. But Biden needs to recognize and publicly acknowledge that the war could not be won once the U.S. set such unrealistic goals for itself. The U.S. was never going to have the political will to outlast the Taliban because sooner or later the U.S. was going to leave and they aren't going anywhere. The public has no appetite for escalation and a large majority of Americans wants U.S. troops out. Support for withdrawal is strongest among veterans and their families who have borne the burden of this war and have the largest stake in it. Ignoring majority opinion to continue an unwinnable war is a perfect example of the lack of democratic accountability in the U.S. foreign policy. Biden has an opportunity to put himself on the right side of public opinion and to do what is in the best interest of the country. but he must be willing to ignore the carping from foreign policy establishment figures and hawkish pundits. U.S. political and military leaders are allergic to admitting failure, no matter how overwhelming the evidence of that failure may be. An entire generation of politicians and officers has been involved in selling the war with misleading and false claims of progress. The perverse incentives of U.S. political culture have made perpetuating failed policies much easier and more rewarding than ending them. This is how withdrawing from a lost war has become more politically risky than prolonging the conflict. The persistence of the non-essential safe haven myth has meant that many Americans imagine that the war in Afghanistan still has something to do with preventing terrorism on U.S. soil 2 decades after the original attacks, but it does not. Keeping troops deployed in war zones is not a safeguard against terrorism. If anything, maintaining a military presence in countries where American forces are not wanted is more likely to provoke more attacks in the future. Regardless, the reality is that the U.S. is exceptionally secure from physical threats, and terrorism is a relatively minor threat that does not require them to wage decades-long wars. Withdrawing from Afghanistan should force U.S. political leaders and analysts to recognize that the larger so-called war on terror has also been a costly waste. U.S. heavily militarized response to terrorism has served only to cause more death and destruction across two continents. It is time to end the U.S. war in Afghanistan, and then U.S. government needs to shut down the rest of the endless wars that it has been fighting since 2001.